Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem by Avram Golder, and today Masechus Zvachim Daf Mem of the fourth Perek Beis Shammai. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous Daf, Rabbi Shmuel said that the first mention of Lepar written in the Psukim of Parlam Davar alludes to Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur. The Gemara objects that this section is explicitly discussing Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur. So why would the Torah need to allude to it? Rabbi answers that the case of Parlam Davar is coming to teach that the law of Yoseris Ushtei Klayos, the diaphragm and two kidneys being burned on the Mizbeach, should also apply to Siri Avodas Kochavim. This law is not written explicitly by Parlam Davar itself, but is derived from Par Kol Mashiach with a Hekesh. Therefore, the Torah writes Lepar so that it is Man Dekasi Bei Begufe, as if it's written explicitly in the section of Parlam Davar itself, in order that it should not be a situation of Dabra Lamed Behekesh, Chosim Lamed Behekesh, something learned through a Hekesh, which in turn teaches that law elsewhere through another Hekesh, which is not a legitimate exposition regarding Kadshim. Point number two, a brice of Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva asks, why are the Yoseris and Shtei Klayos explicitly taught to be burned on the Mizbech in the Psukim about Par Kol Mashiach, but are not taught in the Psukim about Parlam Davar? It answers that it's analogous to a melk bas v'dam shazam alohovo, a flesh and blood king who became infuriated at his dear friend, umiyet besirchono mifnei chibaso, but minimized his wrongdoing because of his love for him. Similarly, the section about Klal Yisrael's sins, Parlam Davar, is written briefly because of Hashem's great love for Klal Yisrael. Another braisa asks why the term Parochus HaKodesh, the holy Parochus, is written regarding Par Kol Mashiach, but not regarding Parlam Davar, where it merely says Parochus. It answers that it's analogous to a human king, Shesircho Rav Medina, whose country acted offensively against him. If only a minority of the country acted offensively, Pamalya Shalom is Kayemis, his close counsel still stands. If a majority sins, then his counsel is disrupted because he partially removes himself from them. Similarly, when discussing a sin of a majority of the nation, the parochus is not described as holy. And point number three, a mission states that if one has pigul intent, will bring the komets of a mincha, but not while burning its levona. Reb Meir says the mincha is full pigul and obligates karis, but the chamim say there is no karis, ad shi yefaga b'ko ha-matir, unless he has pigul intent for the entire permitter. Since he only had pigul intent for one of the two essential components, which are mat to the mincha, it's not pigul. Reish Lakish explains that Meir's reasoning is not because he holds mefagling b'chatzi matir, one can affect pigul even with intent during part of a matir. Rather, the cases where he placed the komets on the mizbech with pigul intent, and then placed the levona silently without specific intent. Therefore, Reb Meir holds ko'oso al das rishon ho'ose, whoever does several acts does them all according to his first intent. Since his first act was done with pigul intent, the others are considered to be with pigul intent as well, unless he specifically intended otherwise. Reish Lakish infers this position from a Mishnah on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, but the Gemara deflects this inference. His position is challenged on the next Daf. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, on the previous Daf, Reish Shmuel said that the first mention of Lepar, written in the Psukim of Parlam Davar, alludes to the Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur. The Gemara objects that this section is explicitly discussing Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur, so why would the Torah need to allude to it? Rabbi answers that the case of Parlam Davar is coming to teach that the law of Yoseris Ushtei Klayos, the diaphragm and two kidneys being burned on the Mizbeach, should also apply to Siri Avodas Kochavim. This law is not written explicitly by Parlam Davar itself, but is derived from Par Kol Mashiach with a Hekesh. Therefore, the Torah writes Lepar so that it is Man Dekasi Bei Begufe, as if it's written explicitly in the section of Parlam Davar itself, in order that it should not be a situation of Dabra Lamed Behekesh, Chosim Lamed Behekesh, something learned through a Hekesh, which in turn teaches that law elsewhere through another Hekesh, which is not a legitimate exposition regarding Kadshim. Point number two, a brice of Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva asks, why are the Yoseris and Shtei Klayos explicitly taught to be burned on the Mizbech in the Psukim about Par Kol Mashiach, but are not taught in the Psukim about Parlam Davar? It answers that it's analogous to a melk bas v'dam shazam alohovo, a flesh and blood king who became infuriated at his dear friend, umiyet besirchono mifnei chibaso, but minimized his wrongdoing because of his love for him. Similarly, the section about Klal Yisrael's sins, Parlam Davar, is written briefly because of Hashem's great love for Klal Yisrael. Another braisa asks why the term Parochus HaKodesh, the holy Parochus, is written regarding Par Kol Mashiach, but not regarding Parlam Davar, where it merely says Parochus. It answers that it's analogous to a human king, Shesircho Rav Medina, whose country acted offensively against him. If only a minority of the country acted offensively, Pamalya Shalom is Kayemis, his close counsel still stands. If a majority sins, then his counsel is disrupted because he partially removes himself from them. Similarly, when discussing a sin of a majority of the nation, the parochus is not described as holy. And point number three, a mission states that if one has pigul intent, will bring the komets of a mincha, but not while burning its lavona. Reb Meir says the mincha is full pigul and obligates karis, but the chamim say there is no karis, achi yefaga b'koha matir, unless he has pigul intent for the entire permitter. Since he only had pigul intent for one of the two essential components, which are matir the mincha, it's not pigul. Reish Lakish explains that Meir's reasoning is not because he holds mefagling b'chatzi matir, one can affect pigul even with intent during part of a matir. Rather, the cases where he placed the komets on the mizbech with pigul intent, and then placed the lavona silently without specific intent. Therefore, Reb Meir holds ko'oso al-das rishon ho'ose, whoever does several acts does them all according to his first intent. Since his first act was done with pigul intent, the others are considered to be with pigul intent as well, unless he specifically intended otherwise. Reish Lakish infers this position from a Mishnah on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, but the Gemara deflects this inference. His position is challenged on the next Daf. All right, so now we got our Siman Daf Mem Aleph, and our standard Siman is a grandma. So here goes. Grandma Cohen sitting in her rocking chair knitting a large blank with a picture of the diaphragm and two kidneys of the Assyria Avodah Zorah being burned on the Mizbeach. On it was babysitting her grandson hiding behind the parochas HaKodesh she made that had the Parko Mashiach embroidered on it, whose father was serving in the base of Mikdash and was Mefago a Mincha when he burned the komets with pigul intent, and then the Lavona without specific intent, since Kola Osal Das Rishona Huosa. So once again, it's a motion. Grandma Cohen, Grandma, that must be Mardaf Mem Aleph. Grandma Cohen sitting in her rocking chair knitting a large blanket with a picture of the diaphragm and two kidneys of the Assyria Avodah Zorah being burned on the Mizbeach. On it, which reminds us, the Gemara explains how the Parlam Dover can teach that the Yoseris and Shtei Klaios apply to Assyria Avodah Kochavim. So, Grandma Cohen sitting in her rocking chair knitting a large blanket with a picture of the diaphragm and two kidneys of the Assyria Avodah Zorah being burned on the Mizbeach. On it was babysitting her grandson hiding behind the parochas a kodesh she made that had the parko Mashiach embroidered on it, which reminds us, Brisa asks why the term parochas a kodesh, the holy parochas, is written regarding parko Mashiach, but not regarding parlam davar, where it merely says parochas. It answers that it's analogous to a human king whose country acted offensively against him. If only a minority of the country acted offensively, pamal yeshol miskayemis, his close counsel still stands. If a majority sins, then his counsel is disrupted because he partially removes himself from them. Similarly, when discussing a sin of a majority of the nation, the parochus is not considered as holy. So, Grandma Cohen sitting in her rocking chair knitting a large blanket with a picture of the diaphragm and two kidneys of the Assyria Avodah Zorah being burned on the Mizbeach. On it was babysitting her grandson hiding behind the parochus a kodesh she made that had the Parko Mashiach embroidered on it, whose father was serving in the base of Mikdash and was Mefaglo a Mincha when he burned the komets with pigul intent, and then the Lavona without specific intent, since Kola Osa al Das Rishonu Osa, which reminds us, a Mishnah states that if one has pigul intent while burning the komets of a Mincha, but not while burning its Lavona, Reb Meir says the Mincha is full pigul and obligates karis, but the Chachamim say there is no karis ad sheyefaga b'kola matir, unless he has pigul intent for the entire matir. Reish Lakish explains that Reb Meir's reasoning is not because he holds mefagling b'chatzi matir, one can affect pigul even with intent during part of a matir. Rather, the cases where he placed the komets on the mizbeach with pigul intent and then placed the lavona silently without specific intent. Therefore, Reb Meir holds ko'osa das rishon ho'osa. Whoever does several acts does them all according to his first intent. Since his first act was done with pigul intent, the others are considered to be with pigul intent as well, unless he specifically intended otherwise. So once again, Grandma Cohen sitting in her rocking chair knitting a large blanket with a picture of the diaphragm and two kidneys of the Assyria Avodah Zorah being burned on the Mizbeach. On it was babysitting her grandson hiding behind the parochas HaKodesh she made that had the Parko Mashiach embroidered on it, whose father was serving in the base of Mikdash and was Mefago a Mincha when he burned the komets with pigul intent and then the Lavona without specific intent, since Kola Osa Das Rishona Hu Osa. Alright, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Lamed Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. At the Dam Zevechecha Yishavech laser tag game, laser tag, that must be more in Daf Lamed Zayin. At the Dam Zevechecha Yishavech laser tag game featuring the Zrika versus the Shvicha teams, where the goal was for the Shvicha team to capture a Zrika member, which reminds us, a Brisa had derived from the Dam Zevechecha Yishavech that one matana suffices for kabbanis for the Mizbeach HaChitzon. The Gemara objects that another Brisa darshans is to teach that for bloods which should be applied by Zrika, which a Kohen applied instead by Shvicha, that he's Yotze. It answers that the first price holds like Rabbi Akiva that lo zrika b'chol shvicha, throwing is not included in pouring. Lo shvicha b'chol zrika, and pouring is not included in throwing, meaning one who pours the blood of a carbon requiring zrika is not yotze, since he does not darshan the pasuk like Rabbi Shmuel, it's therefore available to darshan that one matana suffices. So at the Dam Zevechecha Yishafech laser tag game, featuring the zrika versus the shvicha teams, where the goal was for the shvicha team to capture a Zrika member, one player was able to hit the Matan Dam Ve'imurim target in the Maaser Behema and Pesach area, which reminds us, the Gemara has said, V'dam Zevechech Yishafech is needed for yet another drasha. In a brisa, Rabbi Shmuel says, that although a pasuk teaches that a Bechor's blood is Nizrak, and its Imurim are burned on the Mizbeach, the source that Maaser Behema and Pesach also require Matan Damim Ve'imurim is V'dam Zevechech Yishafech. So at the Dam Zevechech Yishafech laser tag game, featuring the Zrika versus the Shvicha teams, where the goal was for the Shvicha team to capture a Zrika member, one player was able to hit the Matan Damim Be'imorim target in the Maaser Behema and Pesach area, while two players were arguing whether a minimum of one or two Matana shots were Ma'akev for the Chatas challenge, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Beis Shammai say that two Matanas of blood of a Chatas are Ma'akev. Rav Huna explains that the Pesukim mentioned the word Kranos, horns on the Mizbeach, three times with a plural term indicating a total of six. Four of these are Lemitzvah, the commanded procedure, and two are Ma'akev. Beis Hillel holds only one Matan is Ma'akev because two of the words are written as Karnos without a Vav and can be read as the singular Karnas. This results in a total of four. Three are Lemitzvah and only one is Ma'akev. Daf Ramen Ches. So the Simmer Daf Ramen Ches is a Davar Lach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup. So here goes. The young Kohanim in training using chicken soup? That must be more on Daf Lamed Ches. The young Kohanim in training using chicken soup for practice, who made sure never to do part of a matana above the line and part below, which reminds us we never find blood applications of which half or some are placed above the line and half are placed below the line. So the young Kohanim in training using chicken soup for practice, who made sure never to do part of a matana above the line and part below, had no problem pouring the leftover chicken soup on the base, since pouring is a ma'akev, which reminds the Gemara objects about the previous assertion that no blood of matanas are partially above and partially below. It asks that shirayim, remnants of achatas, are poured into the base of the mizbeach, whilst matanas are above the line. It answers that the pouring of shirayim is not ma'akev, and the principle that all matanas must be in the same place only refers to matanas, which are ma'akev. So the young Kohanim in training using chicken soup for practice, who made sure never to do part of a matana above the line and part below, had no problem pouring the leftover chicken soup on the base, since pouring is a ma'akev, and were careful never to do the last three of achatas at night or outside the mikdash, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Shalosh matanos shebechatos, the three last applications of achatos, which are not critical, ein baos belayla, are not brought at night, like ordinary zrika, ubaos la'achar misa, but can be brought after the death of the owner, unlike the first critical matana. V'amal mehem mechutz chayv, and one who offers any of them outside the mikdash is liable to karis, the punishment for avoda outside the mikdash, just like for the first matana. Daf Lamites. So the Simon Daf Lamites is letter, and we often use a mailman in the Simon. So here goes. The Kohen mailman, that must be more Daf Lamites, letter, mailman. The Kohen mailman delivering the three latter matanas of achatas that spilled on his uniform, which would now require kibbutz, which reminds us, on the previous Daf, Rav Papa said that the three latter matanas of achatas are subject to kibbutz, requiring the washing of a garment onto which blood spattered. He offered proof from a Mishnah which states that if blood of achatas spattered onto a garment from the keren, the horn, or from the yesod, the base of the mizbeach, it does not require kibbutz. This implies that min harui lekeren, blood which is fit to be placed on the keren, meaning the last few matanos, does require kibbutz. So the Kohen mailman delivering the three latter matanas of achatas that spilled on his uniform, which would now require kibbutz, arrived just in time to inform the Kohanim that Siri Rosh Chodesh are not like Siri Avodah Zorah, which were applied on the Mizbach HaPnimi, which reminds us the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis taught that all matanas of achatas, which are applied to the Mizbach HaPnimi, are ma'akev. A brisa derives this from extra words in the pasuk about the Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur. The word hachatas teaches, Eu Siri Avodas Kochavim. These are the goats brought as achatas for communal idolatry, resulting from a mistaken ruin, teaching that they're also chatos pnimios, thus requiring blood matanos before the parochas and on the Mizbach HaPnimi, and burning its meat outside Yerushalayim. We do not include the Siri Regalim and the Siri Rosh Chodesh, meaning the goats brought for the Musav on these days, to also be Chatos Pnimios, because the word lo for it excludes them. So the Kohen mailman delivering the three-letter Matanas Vachatas that's built on his uniform, which would now require Kibbutz, arrived just in time to inform the Kohanim that Siri Rosh Chodesh are not like Siri Avodah Zorah, which were applied on the Mizpach HaBnimi, while a second Kohen mailman was in such a rush to deliver his mail that he forgot to do Smicha Nechatas Pnimis and was relieved to hear it's not Ma'akev, which reminds us, after deriving from extra words that all hazos, the sprinklings of Achatos Pnimios, are Ma'akev, the Brisa darshens v'chiper, and he shall atone for them, teaching, afo pishol samach, even if he did not lean on the carbon as required, v'nislach, and it shall be forgiven for them, teaching, afo pishol nasin shirayim, even if he did not pour the blood remnants into the yasod. Daf mem, so the simon daf mem is pool. So here goes. The Kohanim kids who stopped practicing Hazan their pool house, that must be on daf mem, mayim, pool. The Kohanim kids who stopped practicing Hazan their pool house when they spotted a hole in the roof, which reminds us, according to Rabbi Shimon, the phrase Ohel Moed teaches, Shim niftecha tikra shehechol lohavi mazeh, that if the hechol roof was broken through, the Kohen would not sprinkle the blood. So the Kohanim kids who stopped practicing Hazan in their pool house when they spotted a hole in the roof noticed a friend by the pool kept practicing despite having blisters on his fingers, which reminds us, Rav Acha bar Yaakov explains that the word S, implying something subordinate to his finger, teaches that the Kohen may not sprinkle the blood with blisters on his finger and they do not constitute a chetzitza. So the Kohanim kids who stopped practicing Hazan their pool house when they spotted a hole in the roof noticed a friend by the pool kept practicing despite having blisters on his fingers near where the Par Yom Kippurim and Par Kohen Mashiach inflatables were floating together, since they have the same avoda, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Rabbi Shmuel's Kavach Homer, equating the avoda of Par Yom Kippurim to another par. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we learn that pouring the shirayim into the base of the Mizbeach is not an example of half above and half below the line, since pouring the shirayim is not ma'akev, that's on daf? Lamed Ches. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn that the Azor was plugged as a praise to the Kohanim that they walk in the blood of Karbanas up to their knees, that's on daf? Lamed Hey. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we in the Reish Lakish says where Mer holds ko osa adas rishonu ho osa and not mefagling b'chatzi matir? That's on daf? Mem Aleph. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we machokas of one or two matanas of achatas is ma'akev? That's on daf? Lamed Zayin. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we in the Rebuto holds that Machshavas Hinuach, intent to leave a carbon past its time, invalidates it? That's on daf? Lamed Vav. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we in the Hazah is not performed if the Hechel roof was broken through? That's on daf? Mem. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we learn why the words Parochas HaKodesh are written regarding Par Kohen Mashiach, but only Parochas is written regarding Par Lam Davar? That's on daf? Mem Aleph. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn that one matana is adequate b'dieved for Kabanas of the Mizbech HaChitzon? That's on daf? Lamed Vav. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn how the Parlam Davar can teach that the Yoseres Ushtei Klaios apply to Siri Avodos Kochavim? That's on daf? Mem Aleph. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we learn that a Kohen may do Hazah with blisters on his finger and they do not constitute a chatzitza? That's on daf? Mem. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.